This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, how y'all doing, everybody? Everybody, they got me introducing today. And welcome to the No Name Podcast. I am Trey.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
Hey, this is Jeremy.
And we're going to have some fun today as we talk about really everything that comes to our heart. I love episodes like this because we have conversations off mic that y'all don't get to hear. And sometimes we have those conversations on mic, like last week, was it? Or a couple of weeks ago, we had a 15-minute episode that turned into an hour because we got so excited.
I feel like it was an hour and a half, maybe, but
yeah, I think it was an hour and a half.
And so today, we got a lot of stuff going on, but I think we want to kind of touch on, I think, some of the issues, a little hurricane comparison. But I think it's something on my heart, and Jeremy kind of was off camera was talking to us about this, and now it got me thinking and wondering. So it is true that married men tend to live shorter lives than unmarried men or divorced men, right? And then today, this is what the statistics say.
I'm here.
All right. And then today, Jeremy brought to our attention that the Surgeon General of the United States of America said it is pretty much detrimental to your health to be a I would say he's focused on married men because obviously we live seven years shorter. So I think he's more talking to us, but he's at people in general to have a family. And as we were talking off and you were sharing some of the things you was going through this, you know, since, you know, this year, and I'm kind of like right behind you. And I tend to believe this. I think there is a conspiracy of sorts to ensure that men specifically are stressed out a little bit more than their counterparts. And I say that if you get rid of men, feminist movement, right? You get rid of men, then what is the dynamic of the family? Who's bringing the discipline? So let's keep men at work longer. Let's raise the cost of things, and then let's see how. Watch this. I give you one even better because this hurts our pride. You know, some dudes are cool with it. Let's make sure that wives can make more money than them, and then let's see what he becomes.
I think you're hitting it right on. They're not only are they, controlling the family dynamic there in that way, but also it's another form of, to me, in my opinion, population control.
Yeah.
You were talking about if they get rid of men, stress us out more, therefore it's going to lead to more heart attacks or whatever. Then, like I said, it's population control.
Well, it's not only that, it's also, like we had talked about before, about how they're trying to start a movement to, get people to not have families.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about population control, then there you go. And if you're talking about just straight up weird control, then let's get rid of dads. Let's keep them at home. But, I think last week when we were doing our Raising a Family in 2024 episode, we were talking about the fact that if you basically just hand your kids off to the schools or the daycare or whatever to raise them all day, then you kind of just take a back seat to, kind of instilling your values and your what you want, because they're spending, 7 to 9, sometimes even 10 hours a day with your kid. Because some daycares are open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, so right,
they could
right,
be
right.
literally spending half of the day.
Right.
And when a kid's sleeping 10 hours a night, they're literally spending 2 hours with you.
Right.
10 hours of sleep and potentially 12 hours with somebody else. Because even like regular schools, like our old elementary school had the option of doing the after school care, too. So yeah, school ended at 3:30 or whatever it was, but you didn't have to come pick them up till 5:30, 6 o'clock. So if you're kind of handing off your kids the whole time, when are you getting that chance to kind of be a father? Especially like you were saying, Trey, if you're being stuck at work because you're trying to make a living to pay for everything, because whether you want to admit it or not, woman movement or not, it's pretty much still a man's position to provide for the family. And that's where most men stand. If somebody offered to pay my wife to go to work and she said, you be a stay at home dad, I'm here for it.
Right.
I got no, I'm saying,
come
I
on
got,
now.
I got no pride, no
nothing.
You can
Oprah me any day.
I think kind of like stepping back and stepping back a little bit into what I was saying with the population control as well. If you look at that with the dynamic of families, it also goes back to something that we've talked about before on our show of how they've controlled generations.
Mm.
Okay, so let's just kind of connect the dots a little bit in this. If they've controlled people by changing people's ways of thinking and their mind and everything through every generation, and then now they're doing this with the kids,
the
population control. So they've manipulated this generation now into thinking the way that they want them to think and saying, okay, it's okay if we push in population control.
They're
easing it in there.
Well, me and you started turning this into population control. Where were you going with this?
No.
Yeah,
was that where you were going?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
So for instance, I'm looking at it over a standpoint of why. So from a biblical or a church standpoint, Satan doesn't attack the church. He attacks families because families make up the church, right?
Right.
In America, I would say that same logic, works. And I was trying to figure out, where did this start, right? So watch this. This is the craziest part. It doesn't shock me with this information. Fatherless families didn't become a thing. And this is how crazy. And I'm not saying that it wasn't certain guys in the culture that wouldn't take care of their kids. We know throughout time that might be a thing. But for a standard in America, it didn't become a thing until the 60s and the 70s.
Really?
The 60s and the 70s.
Okay, because we've talked about that before, that that's kind of where everything started going down.
I don't know if
I had the theory about the 40, 50 years, I think, or 30, 40 years, somewhere in there. And that kind of goes back to that about, you know, the
and
new
I will
world,
say my,
new world government.
My stance on that has changed where now I think that I more so kind of follow that too. I do think it's more so of probably in the 1940s is when I personally feel
I'm
this
really person. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I honestly do. But now, I mean, that's not really, me saying that I don't think the Constitution wasn't.
You said it.
You said
the Constitution is not real.
And I still stand behind that. I still stand behind that. What I'm saying is, as far as the generational,
yeah, like when thing, things started
yes,
going,
that's
you know,
what
changing.
I'm saying.
Why? Okay, we got the hippie movement, right? Peace, love, and drugs.
Yeah, and I think that's what he was saying. If right. you look at the 1950s and then you look at the 60s, you
Boy,
can see it.
Night.
You can see a big transition.
Night.
And I feel like that's where we're at yeah. right now. To be honest with you,
you think we're repeating the 60s?
I feel like the 2010s to the 2020s. To me, it was a huge difference. Like up to the 2010, I feel like things started kind of.
You may have a point.
Yes,
I mean
to a degree. I will say it's not as
when you look at 50s to 60s,
yeah,
and then you look at 2010s to 2020s.
Yes,
I mean holy smokes! I mean because I was an adult before 2010, so I got to experience some of adulthood, you know, before that. You know, where I kind of saw things personally just
yeah.
start to decline, like, tremendously again. And this kind of goes back to what I was saying where, you know, at the end of that episode we did on New World Order where I brought up the fact that what if this isn't New World Order, which, again, I kind of think there is definitely a lot of New World Order happening. But what if we're also just repeating... What do you call it? I mean, repeating history.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Repeating yeah. the yeah. economic, whatever that term yeah. is. I can't think of
they
the
They say
name
history
of the
repeats itself.
Right. You know, but it's like, what if we're just in that kind of downward spiral where our morals and values have hit the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we start to come back up? Because you look at the 50s into the 60s, huge difference. But it was almost like once we hit the 80s,
oh, hell
it kind of felt like, you know, it kind of felt like we started on the upper end
oh, okay.
a little bit, like where, we, you know, because I don't feel like it was like that when I was a kid.
No, yeah. I thought you know, we had, like, I think the right. 90s is the shout out to Bill Clinton, but I think the 90s was like the early part of my life, my middle school years elementary middle school years. I felt like up until seventh grade, life changed, 9/11. But yeah. before that, I felt like everybody was kind of winning. I didn't feel that much. People didn't feel.
Well, it's not just about winning. It's about morals. Yeah. Like, where was our moral stance in the 90s? And yeah, it wasn't like it was in the 50s.
Yeah.
But it was higher than it was in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we went down.
Yep. And came back up.
We came back up. And then, like I said.
So you would say we came back up. And then, like, in the 2000s, 2010 specifically.
I mean,
started to go
down. That's just kind of when I started to notice personally that it was like, you know, stuff started getting weird again. You know, to me, it was like, you know, things started coming out, you know, and just, you know, to me, it was like almost like everybody just gave up, like, you know, I hate to say being a good person, but being a moral person.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like it was a
charity movement.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like a pretty good decline. And I don't know if we're at rock bottom right now.
No.
You know, I wish we were, because it kind of...
I will say, though...
I wish we were, because, you know, it's to me, it's terrible. Where we're at right now is just terrible, and I couldn't imagine going much further down, because, I mean, what else can you... I mean, I don't want to say that. I take it back.
I'm about to give you some examples.
No, please, I don't want to hear... We're as bad as it's going to get. That's where I'm going to stay. I'm going to pray we're as bad as it gets.
Can I show you an odd example between the two, like you were saying, with the 1950s into the 1960s?
Please do. I'm here for it.
And then from the 1990s to the early 2000s, or mid-2000s, I should say. So in the 1950s, you had some wholesome TV shows on TV, right? Probably. You know, the wholesome family was what you'd see on television.
Yeah.
In the 1990s, you had the same thing repeat itself with Full House, Family Matters.
Families.
Seventh
Cosby
Heaven.
Cosby Show.
Seventh Heaven. We saw a lot more nuclear families.
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah. Good point.
Then transitioned to TV shows in the mid-2000s. You had Jackass, Viva La Bam.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not only that.
A lot of drama.
But you had, like, show. Modern Family. All those...
Early 2000s, it would have been...
I think Modern Family was more 2013.
Was it? But, I mean, I'm not saying that... So, in 2010 is when I'm saying but, started the downward...
Right.
So
but I'm just saying, you can see that what I'm saying. The comparisons are almost...
the same.
Almost the same.
It may be, you may have some... He's giving you validity to your argument here.
Oh, I know. I mean, That's exactly what I'm hitting on, is that, you know, somewhere in the 2010s, and you're completely right, I've never even thought about that. You know, like, looking at Family Matters and Full House, and yeah, there was some weird situations in some of those shows.
But they were shows that were real.
Yeah. Like, and I've actually gone back, and we watch those shows with my kids now. Like, we don't watch, you know, other than some, you know, like, even Blue Bloods. Like, I'll watch that with my kids mm-hmm. because... You know, at least shows a family that sticks together.
Right.
You know, and I don't like watching the broken family shows.
Yep.
You know, and even though my kids come from somewhat of a broken family, we're trying to change that dynamic right. in their head, you know, to where, you know, you don't have to, you know, see that as, I hate to say not see it as normal, but see that as the way.
Right.
You know, like, it doesn't have to be like that. You know, you can have a mom and dad that love each other and stay together and love you and keep you.
Right.
You know, and so that's literally, we watch so many shows from the mid or late 90s, very early 2000s, just because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of the stuff that's out today, I just call trash.
Can I blow your mind with something real quick?
Please.
Unless
it's a bad way.
Oh no.
Yes. That's what?
Eight a bad way.
No.
18.3 million children are fatherless. That comes from 2022. That's 1 out of 4 children don't have a father in the house. That means you can go to a school and be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, one of y'all don't have a dad in the house. And to me, is when you take away fathers from a house, I don't care how you feel about the feminist movement, and I'm all for women having rights. It's, you can't say enough about the father. And I give you a prime example. My daughter, sweet as all can be, she hits my wife sometimes. She has never hit me.
Yeah.
And my wife is like, we do not hit. You know, she's giving her the discipline. I look at her and I say, I try me if you want to. And she'll say, no, daddy, I'm not. No hitting. No, not that. She just doesn't do it. I see her hit my wife. I say, hey, we don't hit mommy. We don't do that.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm sorry. She watched this. She'll say, I'm sorry, daddy. And I said, now I apologize to your mom, but because you didn't hit me.
Trey, I'm sure you saw this with your stepdaughter some, but there is just a weird dynamic between mother and daughter.
It is.
I mean, it is like, there's a weird dynamic.
And that's why they need us.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, because you have to literally be the therapist.
Yeah.
I mean, literally,
you both sides.
Exactly. Like, you have to say, you're wrong and you're wrong. And together we need to come up with a solution. you know, one of my foster friends that I know, he told me a long time ago, he said, you know, because one of the kids that they adopted, she was older than all of my kids. And like, my kids were probably like 5 and 6 when his was like 13. And he said, he looked at me. I said, "How's it going, man?" He's like, "I'll tell you this." He said, he said, "Hormones and trauma is the worst mix you could ever have." And I was like, "Man, you know." And I don't know. Fast forward 6-7 years later, I'm living that life.
And I guess because this may segue to what Dustin brought up to the table is, as a man, we have to prepare our families for everything, right? So you're looking at these people. I watched a lady leave and evacuating for Hurricane Milton, and literally took her, she said, this drive that normally takes 7 hours took 11 and a half hours. As a father, if I'm in the car with my family for 11 and a half hours, you might as well, I'm in jail. I am. That is terrible. I can, when the woman was on Good Morning America and she was still saying that, I said, bro, the husband was not in the picture.
You might as well,
and I know why.
At that point,
he's in the back. he's in the back, knocked out sleeve. We're like, I have
got his headphones right. on.
Honestly, I'm going to end up being like Chris Farley and what is it, Billy Madison, where he's driving that bus and he's like, "One more of you, damn kids." but speaking of Hurricane Milton,
yeah,
I mean. What you guys' stance on that? It wasn't as bad as Helene.
Natural hurricane.
You think it's natural?
Yep. It felt natural. I mean, the only thing that I kind of questioned about it, and you know, I know that there's plenty of scientific reasons, was all the tornadoes. Like, that was a lot of tornadoes.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah. Like, did you see one of them? One of them, it had like an F3.
Yeah, it was going across the highway. Mile wide.
Yeah, that jump was huge.
Holy
yeah.
smokes!
It's huge.
So you know, I'll go ahead and preface by saying I know that Dustin's leading into the fact that, you know, we all had the episode about Helene and how we kind of think that that was somewhat seeded, a little bit of cloud seeding.
I really believe it was geoengineered.
Hey, I don't deny it.
Yeah.
And I, you know,
actually saying this one now,
when we were looking at, what is this? Milton. When we were looking at Milton. It was like, okay, you know, they were all talking about how this was like the biggest hurricane we've had in 100 years and everything. So we were like, oh boy,
this is about to
we've
kill
got another
Florida.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, did you see the video of the meteorologist in Florida? I think he was
crying.
He was crying
because they showed the pictures.
This was
massive.
Looking like this was going to be the most devastating hurricane Florida had seen in a really.
But it was like we were talking off mic. You know, this Hurricane Milton did exactly what every other hurricane does.
Natural.
It hit land.
And then it weakened.
It dissipated, you know, a couple degrees. You know, it went from an F5 to an F3. And, you know, we don't know the full extent of the damage. But, you know, as far as the storm goes itself, it kind of dissipated. Whereas Helene hit land and grew.
And
I've never seen that before. I'm not saying it hasn't happened. But from what I've seen that I can remember, every...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Storm that hits land dissipates. And not dissipates, but it weakens.
Weakens.
So you still get the wind, you get the rain, you get the tornadoes. Like, that's normal because you've got the cool air mixing with the hot air. But that even takes you back a little bit to the ion situation where they can pump some cold air into it and kind of create. And that is facts. Like, I've seen so much disinformation over this past week because the whole cloud seeding movement has just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody's talking about it. Like, I've seen even some of the major news networks trying to say, oh, that's disinformation, and they actually go into why it is. No, it is not.
Right.
Like, literally, you can see if you add, like, I've seen people do it with dry ice. I've seen people do it with those flare gun things, like, to actually make it happen. Like, that exists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was even the flight path. I think I sent you guys the video where it showed the flight path went into the Helene right before it hit the, right before it hit the Tampa area. Like, they had the, whatever that website is where you can see flight paths, mm-hmm. it went and flew circles inside of that hurricane area and then came back.
Mm.
And I mean, it's like, you know, all these different things. And I'm not saying that that's truly how that happened, but it sure does make you think. You know, it makes you have questions like, why would we want to do that? What is the benefit? You know, and I mean, and then on top of that, you know, what a weird couple weeks.
Yeah.
So you've got, and we missed talking about it when we were talking about all the things that happened on that Tuesday. The Sunday before that Tuesday in Georgia, we had the biolab fire
mm-hmm.
that literally took us out, like in Georgia, like in the,
yeah.
you know, general vicinity. You know, people are still not able to go back. Like, I think the schools are still virtual and yep. everything over there.
And then the guy just died. The dude who, the county official, I forget yep. his name.
He was talking out about it.
And did you see what he was saying in the interview?
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't. No.
He said, we need a federal investigation and it to be lawsuits. And then he dies.
He was doing yeah. two interviews
there
and he died before the second one.
There you go.
After he spoke out after the first one. And
you know that, you know, somebody,
the GBI is investigating. So let's see. I don't know.
I really trust, I have a friend.
I really trust them anyway.
but you know, the thing is so you had all that and then now you've got, what is it? The Sahara Desert is flooding. Wyoming is on fire. You've got like
Ireland is flooding. Bosnia is flooding.
Right. Like what in the hell is
it's snowing in Africa. It snowed 2 months ago in Africa, people.
What is going on? Like
I have an idea, but let me
take a quick poll. I don't believe in official global warming.
No.
Do you?
No.
Trey?
I mean like the globe and where that we had defined it as, like, that the earth is slowly getting hotter.
When I say slowly, I mean slower than a turtle. Because I had this conversation with you before
yeah.
because I hate to be a spoiler alert. I'll cut it out if you want me to, but no. Trey drives an electric vehicle.
Yes.
And I told Trey, I said, look, do you drive an electric vehicle because you feel like you're saving
absolutely
the environment
not.
Or do you drive it because it's fun?
I drive it because I don't have to go get an oil change and emission.
Can I ask you this question?
I don't drive it to save the
right.
world.
Right. But that's the thing is that when electric vehicles came on, it became such a, oh, I'm changing the environment. Like, no, you are not.
If you're driving a Prius, maybe. But if you're driving any of the other cars, you're definitely
but
helping mine.
The thing is it's like, you know, so many people think that they're changing that they're stopping global warming because they're such a believer in global warming. And it's like, you know, the government has turned the global warming into such a money grab.
Yep.
Because that's all it is. It's like, oh, we're going to, you know, really, you know, save the environment. Like, no, you're not.
Right. And I would say,
no, they're not.
And I would say this, we are killing the planet. It has to be, but this is the problem. America can say, they say we just go completely green, right?
Yeah.
We're not the biggest issue.
No, I mean, China's obviously the biggest issue. So they've like, got like, what? 10 billion cars right. or something just
how many
and then they factories remember, I mean, remember the Olympics there and they,
yes.
couldn't do, they couldn't breathe
they couldn't even breathe
I said so like don't make me pay for something that we're not the biggest corporate you know
right
that's like you know one of your cousins do something and everybody got to get a whooping no I'm not doing that.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna ask you this question because he was talking about global warming and then he asked you that question, so I'm gonna ask you this question about global warming.
Okay,
because you were kind of like
I'm on
more,
a fence.
Give yeah. a little bit more specifics to it.
Yeah.
Do you think that the glaciers and the icebergs melting is causing, what is it?
A temperature change in the
yeah.
water?
Yeah.
I think that it can, because you can't ignore the fact that, I don't think they say it changes like an iceberg in a cup, you know, you put ice in your cup like that. But I think that it's something to be said about all this water that's stored up and all of a sudden these things. Now, I don't think, in my mind, I don't think that it's changed the temperature. I think it's going to change the water level. That then the water level may have an effect. Earth is water.
Yeah.
So it may change something. It has to.
Earth is
water. But I don't know. I'm not, yeah. Water. Yeah, I'm not saying, like, I think we may lose a little bit of Florida or some of these, like New Orleans, eventually. I don't think, maybe we get like 80. But wait. I don't think that it's going to be like, I tend to think like if something is happening to the earth, I don't know what it is per se, because I can really say some of these storms are getting a little bit more violent. But then once again, are they making them violent, mm-hmm. or are they naturally being violent?
Look, I don't feel like looking it up, but
what you got?
There's a statistic somewhere mm-hmm. about how much the earth has actually warmed since we've been. And I was talking to you about it, Trey,
yeah.
I think last week about when we, you know, because when we were on the way here.
Do you want the NASA information?
I mean,
NASA.
I'll take what. Just tell me what it is.
So, according to NASA,
NASA.
Not a space agency, the average temperature has increased approximately by 1 degree Celsius, 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit since the 19th century. Majority of that warming happened in 1975, and recent study shows that 2003, that by the end of 2003, we could, we rose 2.45 degrees.
So currently we're sitting at 1.3 degrees. Is that what you said?
1.8
Fahrenheit.
That's nothing. 1.8 Fahrenheit, 1 degree Celsius.
In 124 years.
Yep.
We okay. should have, now the question is, okay, how much difference does a 1.8 degree make?
But here's the thing, is that when you look at the temperature on a daily basis, which I'm not old enough to care, you know, you get, you know, like when my grandparents were alive, that's what we talked about was the weather. You know, I would call them, how's the weather down there? So I was a lot more schooled on the weather 15 years ago, but my grandparents have been passed away for a while, so I'm not as in tuned as I used to be. But every day, they tell you if it's a record high or a record low. We're still having, in my opinion, just as many record lows as we do record highs. So every day that there's a record high, I'm pretty sure the, you know, sometime in that time span is a record low. So if in 124 years we have increased 1.8 degrees, I don't know how much you have to increase before the icebergs melt and, you know, like Antarctica, like shows all of its gold and everything that's actually up there, you know, with all the resources that they have in Antarctica that they won't allow us common people to know about. You know, shout out to another episode once we're more researched on it. But so I don't know how long it's going to take for all that stuff to melt, but I'm pretty sure for at least the next 500 years, we're good.
So watch this. I'm going to back you for something. Y'all tell me how crazy this is, okay? You're talking, I'm looking up numbers because I'm trying to find the numbers for you, right?
I appreciate you doing that because you're the numbers guy. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy right now.
What happens though when you look up stuff. This is how we're sitting here.
Right.
All right?
Because again, I just want to preface this podcast is based on questions, not 100% facts. Like, we're just asking questions.
We should just have that just
entertainment randomly. Purposes only. Just
entertainment purposes.
Did you know this? And see, so if we're going to talk about global warming and don't talk about this, we have an issue. All right? Here we go. Earth is currently drifting away from the sun about 2.36 centimeters a year.
Wait a second.
Watch this. Here we go. That's 3.6 inches, right? This is because the sun is losing mass due to nuclear fusion, which weakens its gravitational pull on Earth. So we got two things going to play here, right? The sun is about to new supernova.
Yeah, and I had said that to you a while back. Now, also,
I just can't even.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them.
GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Wait, hang on a second.
Now, also,
where's this website come?
The moon plays a role in this, because we're also getting further away from the moon. Like, I think every year we get a little bit further from the moon, and once we get far enough away from the moon, it's going to throw off the whole.
But wait, if we're coming away from the sun, doesn't that mean we should be cooling?
Well, I was going to tell you a minute ago, to correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't it feel cooler outside today than it did last year?
Feels phenomenal.
It feels great.
But I'm thinking this. If I'm saying that, yes, to your point, if we're drifting away, we should be getting ready to freeze. But I'm also thinking this. If the ozone layer is depleted, then that's probably why we don't feel cool. That's
Trey, you got to stop using so much hairspray. You're depleting the ozone. I mean, Trey comes in here with his hairspray, and I'm like, whoa.
Looks like he's straight out of the 80s. Big hair.
I mean, all I see is those commercials of depleting the ozone. I'm like, just like, oh, my God. The ozone's gone. Goodbye, ozone. Gone. You know, just gone.
You know, we were talking about, as far as, like, global warming and just kind of talking about it, naturally. And all that, but yeah, based off of that, where you're saying there's 1 degree difference, we should be fine for the next 500 years.
I mean, I'm just guessing.
I agree with you on that. We are not going to be fine for the next 500 years if they keep destroying the Earth like they're doing.
Well, because they keep
going on about we're going to go green with these electric cars, and that gas powered cars are very bad for the environment. There's so much pollution. They don't tell you how much pollution they're causing by digging out this lithium.
Right.
They don't show you how much pollution they cause in a lithium plant.
Because they're not using electric machines to do
it. Well, you know what's surprising to me is, and I literally saw a picture of this the other day, and I wish I had saved it so we could put it on our Facebook page, which if you haven't followed our Facebook page, look us up. The No Name Podcast.
No Name Podcast.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, Facebook group.
I should have saved it, but... You know, because it's not really a conspiracy. It's just a, hey, how about this? I don't know what it takes to make a solar panel.
Mm-hmm.
But I think solar is actually probably the least, and I may be wrong.
Okay.
Because I don't know what it takes to make a solar panel. But I'll bet solar is probably the least resource-intensive opportunity to create power. So, you know, I don't know... You know, throughout the United States, how it works. But I've seen out here where we live, they're taking up just like 100 acres and putting these like solar panels out. Why are they not doing this on the top of buildings and parking garages and stuff like that? Like,
there's some companies where you can have it done to your house.
Yeah, but I've seen this. I saw this picture, you know, and it reminded me of that. And it's like, you know, why are we not taking every opportunity that we create cover as a human species and putting solar panels on there to create our own power that's powered by the sun? Now, obviously at night you either need another source or you need the battery, which is where the lithium comes in. However, during the day, I mean, think about how much, you know, less coal you would have to burn, or think about how much less whatever. Like, you want to actually look at being green, quote unquote green. You know, let's look at some of that stuff, because, you know, your wind turbines and all that stuff, you know, you're killing the birds, you like all these other things.
Right.
It doesn't even produce that much, too. Like, when you actually look at how much electricity can be produced by a wind turbine versus like solar panels, it's not even in the same ballpark.
Right.
You know, like, why are we wasting time and money on these wind turbines? Like,
let's really look at why we want to go green. And because Dustin, y'all are bringing out great points. I think if you're looking at the global warming epidemic, what do you want to do if you're... let's just look at America, right? I'm thinking of American terms. If I'm American and we rely so much on the Saudis and we illegally invaded Kuwait to try to take over some oil funds. And,
and
you know, we tried to do that with Afghanistan to see if they have if that's our goal and we realize we really can't, you know, manage these Middle Eastern countries and we can't take the oil and we can't dominate oil. So, and then watch this. We know we got some oil on us, but we can't, you know, it's some issues there, right? That being said, well, let's just go green because then we can threaten that market a little bit by getting our consumers, because we're the number one consumers of a lot of things. I mean, that's a strategy. Does it have anything to do with the environment? Absolutely not.
But if you think about how much environment, like, you know, so burning coal,
mm-hmm.
you're putting smoke in the air.
Absolutely.
So you're obviously eating away at something eventually, right? Plus you're taking up the earth's resources and coal, yep. right? So why not just go solar? Like, again, I don't know.
I'm looking at
kind of.
Well, I don't know if you.
It doesn't take a lot, apparently, though.
Well, I don't know if you've ever looked into this, and I may have sent you guys the video of this, or I may not have, but I saw a video earlier where some, I don't know if it's archaeologists or scientists, whatever they believe, but they're looking at the ancient pyramids too. And how some believe that the pyramids, how they come to this point.
Power.
Yeah. Yep. They actually use the solar power
right.
from the sun to.
Yeah. Yeah. I think either you sent it or I seen it recently where they talked about how the pyramids can generate power.
That goes to show you that maybe that technology is a lot older than you think.
Oh, I completely agree. It is.
They are not going to tell you how old it is. They just want you to make sure that you believe you need them. Because the more they convince you that you need them, the more power they have. And in fact, we really don't need them to survive. I mean, you look at how
you can't live humanity, off the grid. You can't live off the grid. It's illegal.
What is that?
Oh, absolutely. It's illegal.
What is that guy's name? What is the guy's name that invented the internet? What is his name? The one that was a VP for Bill Clinton, I think, Mr. Green. What is his name?
Al Green?
Huh?
Al Green?
No,
Al Green.
Green.
I'm sorry.
That's a singer.
It's a singer. I see his name. He ran for president.
For president. What? Al Gore.
Al Gore.
Oh, God.
You threw out Green. I think so, Al. I knew it was Al. I was close.
Let me tell you what happens when somebody like Al Gore preaches to you about being green. He's sitting, okay, in his beachfront estate telling you about how the oceans are rising and everything else. And it's like, buddy, if you're concerned about the oceans rising.
Stop riding on a private jet.
Right. Stop riding on a private jet. And why are you sitting in your oceanfront mansion talking about how all the houses that are oceanfront are going to be washed away? How can I sit here and believe you when you're literally doing what you're saying is bad?
Yeah.
Like, everything out of your mouth is a lie. And this is part of the reason that people turn away from saying, people are preaching at you, oh, you need to save the environment. While again, they're riding on their private jets or sitting in their beachfront estates telling you that the oceans are rising. And it's like, well, if you're concerned about that, how much money did you waste on that big giant house by yourself? Because you know you're alone. Nobody likes you.
Yeah. And instead of us talking about the lies that are spewing from your mouth, why don't we talk about the kids in the sweatshop that probably made those $1,000 shoes that you're wearing?
Hello. I mean, but that's what I'm saying is, like, you know, you get these people who are trying to tell you how to better your life and better the everything about the world, and they don't even come close to practicing what they're preaching.
Absolutely.
You know, if I'm sitting here telling you guys as a 300-pound person how to diet, are you going to take my word for it?
If I want to gain weight,
you literally going to look at me and say, you know, he knows what he's talking about. I need to eat that salad. Like, I don't want to eat the same salad he's eating.
How did he say to make this again?
Right.
Extra cheese and extra dressing.
I'm going to put some brisket on this bad boy. I think
right? Okay. So, I mean, like, why would you sit there and take advice from somebody who's fatter than you on how to eat better? Why would you take advice from somebody who's literally richer than you, eating up every resource that we have as an economy, telling you how to better the economy? Are you kidding me? Like, you have zero ability to sit there and talk to me about how to make things better. Like, you want me to give up stuff in my life, and you are doing, you know, literally everything you're preaching against.
You know what that makes me think of is this week I was thinking, like, I miss, when I say I miss the old days, I got to make sure I clarify certain parts of the old days. As a black person, kind of like, hey, I didn't like all the past, right? But it is some stuff that I do like from history. I like when, if your commander in chief sent you out to war, they would have to be somewhere in the back.
Yes, on the horse.
On a horse. And they like, oh, snap. And they can see, and they can call battlesy strategy. Because my thing is this. Two things. I wish America could get back to this. Was, A, you have people that actually got shot for this country. Because you can't call yourself a patriot if you're not willing to die.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
When I tell people, they say they... So and when I hear people say... When I hear people say, oh, I'm so American. And I'm like, well, how many bullets did you take for America? I'll be honest. I love a country, but I'll be one of those people, if somebody invaded, I'm like, hey, bro, y'all got it. Because whatever y'all, I'm not fighting for it like that. I'm not a very violent person. Maybe if you kidnap my kid, I turn into a Liam Neeson or somebody. But then outside
well, you
of
come
that,
after your family. That's, yeah, a, whole that,
that's a different story.
Yeah,
but like, if I'm thinking about, like, I hear people. And I guess this is what I'm getting, like, connecting the dots in my head is, you have so many people that have ideas for how to make America green, how to make America's economy better. But then, like you just said, they're not putting in the work or putting in, they're putting their mouth, the money where their mouth is. Because I think, to your point, a lot of our issues are we listening to people who say, oh, do this, and do this. Oh, if we just did this, the economy would be better. And then you find out, They don't pay taxes. You find out that they moved all their business to China and Mexico. And you're like, well, what have you done? And then watch this, they union bust, so they don't want to pay people fair wages. And you're like, bro, how are you so American? And you're, what are you doing?
Well, okay, two things. It's because it's all strategy. Like I said, they're going to tell you all this stuff to make you feel like, I'm going to do all this stuff for you and you need me. It's money and power. And two, also it's, how American are you? That kind of goes with, are we looking at the American dream of what they've portrayed? And this is that, this is what you should be in America. This is an American. Or are we going to look at the dark, seedy side of this is America?
Look,
because not everything is going to be how you think it is. Doom and gloom.
This is a rabbit trail episode. So I'm following the rabbit trail. Trey said unions. I immediately went to the last week port.
Yeah.
Come on. The dude.
My God.
The dude talk about unions trying to destroy America.
Let me tell you.
How much money did he have?
Look.
That's crazy to me.
Look, the fact that these guys wanted a 77% pay increase. And they, like, right off the bat before the strike offered 50% and they said no. I'm like, dude, over 6 years, if my boss came to me and said, hey, I'm going to give you a 50% pay increase.
Taking
Jesus,
I am taking it.
Holy crap. Like, how often in your life have you been able to make 50% more over 6 years?
At the same job.
At the same job, doing the same thing. Oh, my God. Like, these guys already make more money than I do, and they're just sitting there, like, turning down 50%. You know, I'm like, whoa. What are you doing? Like, it pissed me off so bad to be on, you know, and then we're sitting there, you know, because, so the statistic is like, for every day that the ports are shut down, we're behind a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
They went back to work, though.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I mean, it was like, what, 3 days or 4 days or something?
They went back fast.
But look, that puts us almost a month behind, you know, in unloading these.
And you know how we going to get that back?
Oh, raise the prices.
There you go.
And then everybody's running out. Like, literally, as soon as I...
toilet paper.
As soon as I heard this was going on, I'm like, ah, crap. You know, I got to buy some toilet paper.
Right.
COVID all over again.
Oh, my God. Literally. And I, like, got on Sam's Club website. Sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. I'm like, man, I just want a pack. Like, just give me one pack. You know? I'm like, just one. You know, let me make sure my butt's fresh for at least a couple weeks. Maybe. You know, nothing.
Duvet. What's it called? Duvet?
Duvet. Wait. Bidet.
The bidet.
Bidet. Yeah.
I have a bidet, and I love my
but
bidet.
I don't, you don't need toilet paper. But I would never give my kids one because they'd use it as a water fountain.
Oh, man. I'll never forget the time that my son went in there, and he saw the little handle on the side of it, and he just decided to start playing with it. And water was spraying everywhere. And I hear him screaming at the top of his lungs. I go in there and there's water spraying everywhere. I'm like, what are you doing? It literally, was so funny. He was so terrified. I mean,
but literally during that time, we're worried about a hurricane. It's like, I can't afford to have water inside my house.
Right.
And outside my house. Right. Like, just not worth it, you know?
You want to hear something strange? Or we haven't brought this up. We haven't talked much about the wildfires going on in Wyoming at all. So apparently you have two separate wildfires going on in Wyoming.
Yep.
Over 1,000 acres is on fire. I think it's 1,000 acres that's on fire.
Yep.
They have like 1,000 firefighters fighting to try and put this out. And from what I understand, there's a mineral out there in Wyoming.
Same mineral that was in
It's not the same. This is a different mineral that can be substituted for what that's in North Carolina.
The lithium.
Lithium. It's a mineral that can be substituted for lithium, or they can use this mineral to make lithium. Is that a coincidence?
Not at all.
Or
it's a coincidence that, A, they're not talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, California, Northern California, whatever, California burns, they immediately talk about any fire that goes there. But then this fire that has
Wyoming.
Reached, to me, I can see, you know, 200 acres, you may not say much. But once we get to 1,000 acres,
yeah,
come on, bro. We need to know about what's going on.
And think about it. This kind of stuff always happens. Always happens. When there's something like this going on over here, what always happens? Something much bigger happens that takes all the attention.
Right.
And nobody ever sees the other things that are going on, like the flooding in the Sahara Desert.
You know what's funny?
The flooding in Ireland. The fires in Wyoming.
You know what they said about this fire that I think is funny? They said this fire...
Started by a lightning bolt strike.
That, and they said that it's behaving like a teenager.
Oh, my God.
Just being stubborn. Not funny that it's fire happening.
No.
But I'm just saying the comedy.
Yeah. Like, that's... I mean, it's just... I mean...
It's
wow, man. Like... To me, this cannot be a coincidence that you have all of these things happening, and it's not just here. It's happening all over the world. The Sahara Desert, Ireland, Bosnia, Africa snowing. Like, and then, when did the hurricane actually hit? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It was Wednesday.
Wednesday. Well,
Wednesday night.
I know it was the same day the hurricane hit. I remember on my way home, I was looking at the clouds, and there were so many chemtrails across the sky on 316. I don't know if y'all noticed that, but I noticed it on my way home. There were so many chemtrails in the air on the way home.
What are y'all's thoughts on chemtrails? Because I've heard a lot of people talk about how they're releasing
particles.
Yeah. Trey, I saw you moving a certain way. I feel like you have a strong stance on this. I want to hear, because I don't know that much about it. I've heard lots of little bits and pieces here and there,
yeah,
but I've never researched it out, and it's something I should research out. But to me, the chemtrails, so if you look at cloud seeding, that could be chemtrails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what about chemtrails when there's no storm? Mm-hmm. Like, what are they releasing?
And correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy, but I don't know if you see them, but I see them every single day.
Oh, yeah, because so my house right now is in a flight path. So it's no joke to just go outside my house during the day and see those chemtrails like literally above our house all the time. And I know you're kind of in one too over there near, because you guys got a military base not too far away from you. So I know you guys have a lot of stuff over there. And then Trey, I know your house is near the small airport over there too.
So, and I'm about both.
Yeah, you got both airport, like the big airport too, but even just that small airport, like, I don't know. Chemtrails are weird.
Yeah, because I heard the same thing you did. I hear in one point it's them releasing chemicals into the air. And then I've also heard from the other side point of that's also a way for them to disturb the weather. So, yeah, we said Trey had a stance on this, an opinion on this. So.
There's something to it. Because why do we need to be doing it?
Yeah, every day.
And that to me is with all the regulations that we have on cars, all the regulations we have on trucks, as far as releasing gases, right?
Right.
Everything has been regulated, but then they can, when I say they, whoever these people are flying those planes, what's that about? Delta doesn't do that. When I've seen Delta planes don't do that. So why are those only those planes are doing it? And then think about it. They're high up. So what is the purpose? And just give me the purpose of it.
Right.
That's what I was looking for right now. I was like, what is the purpose of them even having these planes? And all the things I'm saying so far, it was just chemtrails are not just true. Don't believe the conspiracy theory. That's what they, not, hey, this is.
Well, like, I mean, they're trying to do that with cloud seeding too, about how cloud seeding is fake, because we talked about this on mic, I know we were talking about it off mic about how, it's been nothing but disinformation about cloud seeding. But I mean, you can literally watch like Joe Schmuckatelli on YouTube.
Schmuckatelli, I love him.
You can watch him like literally out there with these flare things causing it to rain. So I guess part of my question is too, with cloud seeding, if cloud seeding is real, and again, I don't know if it's real. I haven't personally seen it. Okay. But if it's real, how come there's droughts? Wouldn't they take, that up? Now, according to what I saw from Joe Schmuckatelli on YouTube, there has to be some sort of cloud to seed, right?
Right.
So if you can take the cloud and then you can seed it with carbon monoxide, whatever they're using to actually cause it to rain or react or whatever, if you can actually do that, I mean, there are clouds in the desert, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why
is clouds everywhere?
So why is there a drought? Like, why wouldn't they just seed the clouds out there to cause it to rain? Is it because they don't want to show their hand, or what? Like, what is the reason?
Jeremy, you can't be a good person. All right, you're thinking too much like a logical good person. Hey, these people like nobody was talking about a few years ago. Even, I think it's still going. I think the Colorado River is the river that's shared between the four states: Arizona, California,
Utah.
It's another state in there. I think New Mexico, and it was drying up.
Mm-hmm.
And they was having issues because they're trying to figure out, well, where are we going to get our water from? Because this is the main source of water. And literally, they got a rain that came through and kind of boosted the river back up or something like that.
Miraculous.
And they say, but of course it caused flooding. I got to double check that too, because I know it was a really thing about 2 years ago. Because they was really putting people on restrictions for water. Like not like the ones we get in Georgia.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Not those, but I'm talking about like between this time and this time, you're not going to have it.
Yeah. So speaking of a lot of water, did you guys see that video? And I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's true, but there was some sort of dam in North Carolina that they were saying that they had to turn loose basically. And, that could have been part of the reason that it flooded so bad over there. It was either like there was some sort of reservoir over there that has a dam, I guess, kind of like we have, here in Georgia for like Lake Lanier, which when you were talking about the Colorado River, it reminded me of, a few years ago when Florida was trying to sue Georgia over not releasing enough water. I was like, oh my
God. We'll release it when we get it, Florida.
But so that was, but I don't know if you guys saw that where they were saying, they had to like release all this water and that's what they say caused the flooding over there. But it's like we've said before, it's hard to believe anything you see on the internet anymore between AI and, trying to coax what you believe and everything else, but I did see that,
Here's what I would love to happen. This is what I would love to happen, because we say it time and time again on here. We don't know if what we're saying is true. We don't know if what we're saying is right. We don't have any proof to back what we're saying up. This is for entertainment purposes only. This is our opinions on everything. What I do want to see is if I'm wrong, or if we are wrong. And if other people who have the same thoughts that we have are wrong, then I would like for these people to actually come and do a real press conference and tell us the truth of what is really going on, and don't lie, because I can, even though I may not know how you cloud seed, I can tell when you're lying. I'm so tired of all the...
Hey, see, there's no money in the truth.
No, absolutely not.
Both of y'all right now are being very hopeful individuals.
Oh, I'm... You want to take a page out of your book.
You're trying to be a realist here.
You want
to use cloud seeding to help communities that need water. You want the government or them to tell the truth about when they know they're lying. We can point them out for it. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen because... And I know that because y'all say all the time, Dustin, you're so full of doom and gloom. They've been lying us to forever because they're cowards. At the end of the day, they know how to control.
I don't think they're cowards. I don't think they're cowards. This is the end game. What is the end game? That's what we've been talking about, even with the New World Order. What is the end game?
The end game is to control the world.
Exactly. So how do you do that?
But they're doing it now.
Exactly. That's
their
exactly
game plan
my
that
point.
They're doing that they have. They've been playing it out.
That's exactly forever. My point. You're exactly hitting exactly what I'm saying.
I think I said this to Jeremy when he picked me up the other day. I said the goal is fragmentation. You keep people separated and arguing about stupid issues that have no real relevance in their daily lives, and then you feed them so much information, and you'll put the truth in there somewhere, but you feed them so much information and misinformation, they can't distinguish the truth. Now that they can't distinguish the truth, you know what you give them next? You give them entertainment so they can be dumb. Because if they go to searching for the truth and they happen to find it, we're going to call those people crazy.
You heard that new Taylor Swift album yet?
No, I'm just kidding. No. No, I have nothing against Taylor Swift. I just don't. That sounds regular to me. I'm sorry. We probably lost 1,000 people right there. That is my fault. I tried to listen to one song, one old song, and I was like, what is this? This is boring.
I would rather listen to somebody stepping on a cat's tail than listen to.
She seems like she's a cool person. Seems like she's doing nice stuff. Her music is.
She ruined the NFL, just for the record.
Anyway, Chiefs game. I don't like the Chiefs anyway. I hate seeing the Chiefs. When I saw Taylor Swift, I was like, hey, I get to talk about something other than Patrick Mahomes lighting us up. So you know what? Let's talk about her being in the box. Don't show the game no more because we know they cheating for them. Let's just stare at her and her red lipstick. Care about football anymore. Sorry.
Oh, man. But that's what I'm talking about. Literally what I'm talking about is that they get us focused on something as stupid as that.
Yeah. Going to a football game, doing normal people stuff.
Right. Well, I said to you a minute ago, they've been doing this forever.
Yeah.
To distract everybody from the fires going on in Wyoming and the floods going on in Ireland and Bosnia. The hurricane's going to get all of the attention.
And I wanted to. Chemtrails are not necessarily chemical trails, they are water vapor. Something that happens in the atmosphere with water vapor. So that's what's the purpose? It's not even a purpose. It's this plane that happened to fly through this kind of like moisture cloud.
So it's because the engines are burning so hot and the sky is
cold. Yeah, something like
that. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. They had that many planes going at one time where there's like 8 trails at once. Crossing over each other and everything.
I saw this meme the other...
What? I'm just saying, I'm making a point.
You know, you made a point. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, I saw this meme earlier today. It was Nickelback with their album cover from 20 years ago. And it was
Nickelback.
Look at this.
Yeah, it was of the Northern Lights, right?
The Northern Lights. Look at this photograph, you know, okay? What's up with the Northern Lights?
I want to go.
But it's here, according to everything I've seen.
No. I want to see the ones in Alaska. I don't want to see the ones. I don't want to.
Why
see
are they here? Is there?
It's a seasonal
is there something
thing.
To it? It's seasonal.
It's seasonal.
So we get that down here in the South.
No, we're not supposed to get it in the South. Okay. I mean,
but it's here.
What do you mean it's here?
It's here.
I mean, like we can see it.
Yes.
No way.
You didn't go outside yesterday.
I live in a city. You can't see anything. We got too much smog. I'm not seeing anything.
You need to get out of there.
Did you see it? Why didn't you take a picture?
I didn't need to. 500 people on social media on my friend's group posted pictures of it last night.
And it was actually the green and yellow.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Like literally purple. Like
no way.
Like, do you not have any friends that are outside of the city? Because I would have posted one for you.
I'm gonna be honest. A, I'm not on social media as deep as I used to be. B, my friends are not interested in space like I am. So a lot of my
people just not being interested in space. You walk outside to go put the garbage out and you look up and you're like, well, that's cool. Let me take a picture of that.
See, this is how I know we live in two different areas of Georgia. Because the people I live around, you know what they're about? Making money. They don't even, we're babyish New York of sorts, all right? And out here, that's why one of the reasons I want to move back out here is it's a little bit more slower life, a little bit more family based, a little bit more like let's be one with nature based. Because where I am now, I can see, I was outside yesterday. Yesterday night, I didn't see anything.
Well, the thing is, you got to take a picture of it before you can see it.
Huh?
That's what I heard today. You got to take a picture of it on your phone.
Those are
or
just the people that missed out on
it.
Look, those are just yeah. the people.
No,
that missed out on
that's
it.
Not here.
Well, they had to take a picture of the sky before they actually saw that.
No,
I don't think they saw
that
it.
That didn't. No
there.
Way that happened here.
Yeah.
No,
I didn't see it.
I'm telling you. I mean,
they live.
It has something to do
North
with
Georgia mountains,
like the sun.
Here.
And I don't know.
Here is
y'all heard of Noah?
I'm not going to say where you live.
Yeah, here.
No way.
Hey, if you look up NOAA,
show me another one. She this could be Photoshop.
It's not
NOAA.
But you,
yeah.
But you,
if you look up
you
NOAA, they can explain to you how.
But you,
happened.
But you said you took a picture. And you saw
not.
It.
I didn't take a picture of it.
No, I need somebody. I need
somebody
one of
told
my
me,
friends.
Somebody
to
told me that.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
That's, you can't see it just going outside looking at it. You have to take a picture of the sky, then you can see it on
and how do we know they didn't do something to our phone?
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
I mean, it's possible. I mean.
What?
I'm telling you, it's possible.
I'm sorry for y'all, everybody. The Northern Lights is a thing for me. And that
you
should
have walked outside last night.
I was outside taking the trash out. I didn't see anything.
I think you see them often in like Scotland or something. I think.
Yeah, no. So the Northern Lights goes from like Ireland, Alaska, just that whole like, upper northern sphere of the world, the actual world. So Siberia, if y'all want to go there, we can.
Oh, Siberia.
I don't know if they really is.
I like the cold, but I don't know if I want to go to Siberia.
That's how I want to go. So in Alaska, you can rent igloos, and they just have glass domes, and you can just watch them.
Remember how you were saying you were up for the zombie apocalypse? You see that zombie thing I sent you?
Yeah, I'm down.
I sent that video, and I was like, it's coming, Trey.
And through the food. Shout out to Bill Gates.
Yeah.
We'll have
oh, my
so,
God.
I mean, this
he's
one's
such
not
an
a,
evil human being.
Cool, but it's there.
Let me see. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, like I mean, it's some pretty cool stuff. You know, all the stars,
that
the colors.
Like, that kind of look like sunset. That kind of look like sunset.
Ah, you know, whatever.
That's how. Okay, so okay, you see that sky?
You
that
took
picture?
That, Jeremy?
No, I didn't take a picture.
Jeremy did not participate in this.
I didn't know.
He
that.
Knew
I didn't
about
either.
It. He knew about it and refused to take a picture for my evidence.
I didn't take.
One. But okay, have y'all ever been in New Mexico?
No.
Okay, New Mexico is one of those places. I was driving back from California. We stopped in New Mexico. And literally, you can see every freaking star in the world.
I would love to see that.
And I'm driving, and I couldn't stop. So when I see pictures like this, this is why I have an infatuation with Northern Lights. But it's not supposed to be down here.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is, like, what is causing that? Because it's not supposed to be down here. But this is the second time this year I can remember, like, my entire feed being full of Northern Lights in the south.
This is it the second
yeah.
time?
Yeah, this year.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
When was the first time?
A few months ago.
A few months ago, yeah.
Like
yeah.
like August?
Because me and my wife,
no,
I remember me and my
summertime.
Wife were, I think it was in July, June or July. Me and my wife were sitting outside, and we were sitting in the driveway in our chairs because we wanted to see them, and we never saw them.
I watch WSTV TV every morning. They never say nothing about this.
You're missing it.
They've been talking about Hurricane Milton.
And well, people get shot. So. That's mostly what I get. Atlanta news is bad. This person got shot on this street. Dang, that's around the corner. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. Dang.
I would like to hear some inspiring stories. Like, did you see the Northern Lights? They did talk about the solar eclipse, but That's amazing.
Yeah, but that's the second time this year that that's happened in the South.
And what? And did you read? You said? Can you remember what they said? What they explained? When
it has something to do with the sun? Some kind of? I don't remember.
I don't like the sun right now.
It has something to do with the sun.
Yeah, I mean, I was just wondering if you guys knew what's causing that, because I'm still baffled by it. I don't recall this happening before, but this kind of goes back to what we were talking about all the weird phenomenons here lately of all the, you know, things happening that just are out of the ordinary. And, you know, call it what you want, you know, global warming, whatever. It's
yeah, I was trying to find
a little nutty out there.
What I had saw earlier on it, and I just can't find it. But it has something to do with the NOAA. I know the NOAA, they what I read earlier, they explained why. Their explanation, but I just don't remember what it was.
Right.
I just remember it had something to do with the sun.
I'm looking it up right now because this is bothering me.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a theory.
Next time I hear it, I'll text you. I'll be like, Trey, go outside, come out to my house.
I probably will. Don't play. I am going to spend a night.
Yeah,
but
come on down.
I would stay up all night just with a camera out. Okay, so this is, I have a theory. Right, this is crazy, Trey, okay? I tend to think that the sun is going through some issues. And the reason I've seen it is a couple of, I think maybe a couple of years now. I remember NASA was saying that the sun was going through this like flare stage. And they was watching it because they were saying it was flaring and shooting off like balls of fire out
of meteors or whatever.
And they was watching to make sure that we didn't get one because it was just so random.
Yeah.
And then now I'm reading, you know, today, you know, just trying to see some of the fact checking, right? And I'm seeing that the sun is actually going through some issues where it's shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, it may be something. I think the Earth is trying to tell us. You ever watch those movies and like the birds and the deer and everybody starts running. And we're always like the last creature to know what's going on. I feel like.
That's what I'm saying. Like all these weird things are going on right now.
So, you know, my theory on the moon thing, that I don't believe we ever went to the moon.
Hollow. Yeah.
I don't believe.
Well, bigger than that, the hollow side, right?
Yeah. I got to get into that a little bit more one day. I got to do a little bit more research on that too, though. But. I don't think we've ever been to the moon. I personally don't think we've ever really been into space where we've seen it with our own eyes or anything. Now, that being said, I do think that they have the technology to see, like the telescopes.
Yeah.
If they can see all that, I do think that they can. I do. But as far as like doing any kind of experiments in space, I don't believe they have. But
wait, so you don't think the rover is really on the moon?
Hell no. Rover, somebody's dog, and he said, "Let's just name that Rover."
Just go. They just got him in the Utah desert. I think he's in the Utah desert, just having a fun good time.
I do think that they've seen stuff through the telescopes and stuff, and I do believe that they have discovered this planet. Now, I don't know if y'all have heard of this planet. There is a planet that, if there was a planet like Earth, this would be the.
It's our twin.
It is. And it's called like, I don't remember what it's called, Aibo or something. I don't know what they named it. Anyway, but what I was telling you earlier is something's going on with the moon and the sun where we are getting, like Trey said, a little further from the sun and a little bit further from the moon. The moon's actually getting further from us. We're not getting further from the moon. But when the moon gets so far from Earth, it's going to send Earth into a spiral. To where the world's going to end. I mean, it's going to destroy Earth. Now, I think that they are trying, and they've been trying forever, to find a way into space.
Yeah.
Because I do think the population control, this and all this other stuff, maybe they have plans that they want to go to that other planet. I don't know how they're going to be able to, because I don't even think they can get to the damn moon. If you can't get to the damn moon, you ain't going to get to that planet.
I saw this meme, maybe you sent it to me or something. It was about, like, I believe when aliens pass by Earth, they lock their doors.
Yeah, he did send it to us.
Yeah. I saw one today, too. I was like, this is me right here. It says, I think if I was to get abducted by an alien today, I wouldn't call it an abduction. I'd call it a rescue mission.
That's dope.
I mean,
And just to let you know, the NOAA did say that the reason we're seeing them is because it is, let me make sure I read this right, it is intense solar storms.
That's what I saw earlier today.
Caused by the, my favorite thing right now, the sun. Every 11 years, the sun either gives minimum or maximum activity, and right now it's giving a lot of activity, so we're able to see this northern lights here.
It's just, I don't know, man. There's some weird stuff happening. It's
a lot of weird stuff happening, and you can't just chalk it up to say, man, it's just a coincidence that all this stuff seems to be happening at one time within just a few weeks of each other, a few days of each other, all over the world. Like, it's just a coincidence.
Oh, man.
There's something up. There's something very, very strange going on. And I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But I'm telling you, they're involved in it. And I heard the press conference that Joe Biden did where he said that, was it Marjorie Taylor Greene? He was saying she's saying all this stuff about how the government's controlling the weather. Come on. That's got to stop. And I don't mean this in a political statement of the Democrats controlling the weather, Republicans controlling the weather. I'm not taking her side. I'm not taking his side. You all are controlling the weather.
If she dies,
be honest about it.
If she dies in a couple of years, like this weird death, I would believe.
You think it would take a couple of years?
She's too famous. I think she's too. You don't think? No. They're not gonna. No.
I don't know.
But I don't mean in a political statement. I don't believe the Democrats are doing it. I don't believe the Republicans do it.
I'm saying, but you don't have. She's too high up to have. She has the information that we're talking about,
and she's saying.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't think that she will be around because you can't. That's against the rules.
Oh, they don't like that. What did you do?
Right.
Now we have all that. Now we have this mess that we have to cover up. Now we have to go out here and.
Right. That's not how we release information to the public. We release it when we have something else bigger that we can distract them with.
No, it's the same thing you said with a Fight Club. What's the rule about Fight Club?
There are no rules with Fight Club.
So we're not going to release this when we want to. We don't release it. Right. Period.
Well, so. I don't know. As we kind of start wrapping up, I want to do something interesting real quick, and that's going to be a rapid fire session, and let's all participate.
Okay.
I'm going to rapid fire a couple questions. I want you all to rapid fire a couple questions and also answer your own questions. And this is going to be a yes, no, or maybe.
Okay.
All right. So, do you trust the government?
No.
Do you think that we went to the moon?
No.
Do you think that the sun is what they say it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, so you don't think it's a star? Or okay.
Yeah.
It's rapid. I'm sorry.
I'm wrapping up here, but I will tell you, since I was the only one to answer no to that, I will say that I do think it is a burning star-ish.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think there's a little bit more to the story than what it is.
Okay.
Fair. I mean, honestly,
we're gonna have that.
There's episode. More to the story.
Yeah.
There's way, and we talked about it on the moon landing episode. I think a little bit about.
Yeah.
I mean, for a minute, but all right. So, do you think that hurricanes can be controlled?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. All right. You got to go ahead and rapid fire a couple questions, Dustin.
Do you think aliens exist?
Yes.
Do you think
you have to answer your own question?
Yes, I do think they exist. Do you think aliens have been here since Egyptians?
Yes.
I don't. Well, I hate. Maybe.
What?
Well, okay. Once again, yes. All right. I got to say, I don't know that they're here on Earth.
Okay.
I'll ask that question next. I was going to ask that. Do you think aliens are here?
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Yes. Do you think the government hides the existence of aliens?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Do you think a lot of our technology came from aliens?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Do you think some ancient civilizations that just completely vanished?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did vanish. I'm asking that. I'm answering that.
Yes. Yes, they vanished. No, they vanished.
Yes, they vanished.
Yes.
Yes. Do you think that they've discovered some of these artifacts from these ancient civilizations?
No.
Maybe.
I might say maybe. I'm gonna say maybe. I can go to maybe too.
All right, it's your turn.
All right. Oh man, I think that's the guy that went on a question streak. But okay. Okay. Here we go. Do you think that the government is poisoning our food on purpose?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Of course I do. Do you think that people should grow their own food in order to be self-sustainable?
Yes, and I hate to take over, but I'm going to have to sidebar here. I find it interesting that I think it was during COVID, people started getting in trouble for growing food.
I agree.
And giving
That's
it
the first
away.
Thing it popped into my
mind. And that right there tells you everything you need to know about that question you just asked.
Mm-hmm.
When you are getting in trouble, fined, arrested, whatever, for growing food and giving it away, that answers that question and the question you asked before that.
Answers the question that we were talking about earlier with population control.
Right. All right, go ahead. Answer the question.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Sorry. All right.
you touched on a touchy subject for me.
Hey.
I was so pissed when I found out that stuff was going on because people in your county were getting arrested for that.
Yeah,
people in Michigan were getting arrested.
Yeah, big time.
Oh man, that just got me thinking now. I think if I had two more questions to ask you guys is, do you think they are planning to leave this planet?
Who?
They.
Yes.
Yes.
I think bona fide yes for me. All right. Oh, great question. Do you think that storms like the ones in, or systems of sorts, like the ones in Hawaii and the ones in Hurricane Helen, are used to not only just, you know, land grab, but to help control certain resources?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's all I got.
Well, I thought somebody was going to touch on it, so I'm going to rapid fire another couple.
Go ahead.
Is the government controlling what we see through social media and everything else?
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Yes.
Can I explain?
I wish you would, because I was about to come back to you. what a piss poor answer.
I'm going to say this. I think the government is behind, you know, what we see as far as, like, you know, algorithms or whatever, but I think they're not controlling the propaganda parts of it.
Okay.
So for instance, like I think the corporations control the algorithm and the government pays them to kind of release certain things into the algorithm, but on a day-to-day basis, no, it's corporations for me.
All right, last question, and this is not going to be a yes, no, maybe. One sentence. Why are they / whoever trying to put the propaganda in?
I think it's just their way of controlling people's minds. I mean,
okay.
Ditto, mind control.
All right. I would say that my answer to that is because of what we've been talking about, and that's dumbing down the generation to further their agenda.
Absolutely. It's MK Ultra on a mass scale.
What is the agenda?
Oh,
that, I mean, that, you know, we've been asking it. What is the agenda? So that kind of, yeah, that's where I leave the rabbit trail episode.
Yeah.
So, What is the agenda?
What is the agenda? I mean, honestly, like, what is it?
Are you asking us?
Yeah, I mean,
I thought you were asking anybody.
I don't think we'll ever know. I think it's just world dominant. I mean, they want
control
the world.
Control. Yeah. If I can tell Jeremy, if I can come here in your house and say, hey, when I come to your house, I want this and this and this, and I know you have to do it, that's power, bro.
When we say world control, I think that they're wanting to implement communism.
yeah,
on a worldly level,
right?
Not a country level. Yeah. They want it on a worldly level.
Crazy, man. I have multiple views on whether I wish it would just go ahead and happen or just push it out a little bit longer. Just give it another 30 years or 40 years. I don't know. But
I'm trying to think how old I would be.
Not old.
I won't be at the old to fight. I was like, yeah, I'm at that age. I was like, yeah, just let it happen.
Me personally, not old enough. I don't know. I'm afraid for the world of my children, my grandchildren, my great grandchildren.
That goes back to why I'm like, let's just do it right now. But you know, I'm one of those people where I'd rather just go ahead and get it over with.
Rip the Band-Aid off,
and let's just see what we're working with. Because you know, I think a lot of us can work within, you know, can color with inside the lines. And I think part of my biggest problem with a lot of what's going on right now, we don't even know where the lines are. Where are the lines? You tell me where the lines are, where I can color, I'll color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care. I mean, I do care, but I hate living that life of just not knowing. I just want to know, where's the line so I can color inside of it? Just tell me where the line is. Maybe a lot of people aren't like that.
But see, that's what they want you to do. And then you focus on that and you get a little mad, you get a little emotional, you might have your up days, your down days, and now you just unbalanced because you want to know. And they got, it's like the carrot, right? Dangling carrot. Oh, Jeremy, you're right there.
Hey, pound Big Pharma. Everybody's unbalanced. Everybody's on drugs, that baby.
$70 billion industry, bro.
Well, we thank everybody for listening this week, and I hope you enjoyed our rabbit trail episode. It's I think we stayed within the trail a little bit. But you know,
it was fun.
We might keep going with it on the next episode. Who knows? So time will tell. But we'll talk to you next week, and thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, man. Peace out there. Right between the lines.